This is WSKG News. If you want to get your hunting license in New York, you have to take an in-person class, but some other states let you do it all online. As WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports, it's a trend hunting teachers in New York are hoping to stave off.
Good morning. How are we all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Do you have any questions from yesterday? Because that was actually your homework, wasn't it?
Bill Stevens doesn't have to teach a two-day class. He wants to. This time, day two is a cold Sunday morning in January at the Savona Rod and Gun Club in Steuben County. Stevens starts with a review of what a responsible hunter would do in the field.
Would they treat every firearm as it's loaded?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Would they obey game laws?
Yes.
Would they use land without asking permission?
No.
Stevens is a volunteer, like all of New York hunter education teachers. There are over 2,000, including apprentice teachers.
Pull that lever back. Okay. And you're loaded.
Okay.
Cassidy Cerny is learning how to check if a gun is loaded before she crosses a fence. Cerny's from Ithaca and, like several of the students, brand new to hunting.
I have absolutely no knowledge on the subject whatsoever. I've never been hunting. I've never shot a gun other than a BB gun, so I wanted to learn and give myself potential to be able to go hunting or shooting anywhere if I wanted to.
The state created the Hunter Ed program in the late 1940s after a lot of World War II vets started hunting and getting accidentally shot. The classes have been mandatory for new hunters ever since. At the moment, instructors design their own classes under state guidelines. Stevens' class is part field training, part video, part lecture, and now part mandatory homework. As of last year, the state says all students must complete homework before coming to class. They can do it on paper or online. Stevens doesn't like mandatory homework because he has to turn people away if they don't do it. And he's worried this foreshadows a bigger change.
Not fact, but also rumor, is that eventually they'll get rid of the volunteers and do it online, which is what some of us are very worried about.
17 states now offer online-only hunting classes, although age and other requirements vary a lot. Every state does still offer a traditional in-person class. John Organ with the U.S. Geological Survey says online-only classes make training more accessible.
In many states, there's a backlog of students that want to get trained, and there's just not enough spaces.
New York State gets a rush of people wanting to take a hunter ed class every fall before deer hunting season. An online-only option would alleviate that. But the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation says it's not considering online-only classes. Frank Phillips is a DEC hunter education coordinator.
Would you want to allow someone to take an online driving test and then get their driver's license without seeing them drive a vehicle? I don't think it's any different with hunting.
But people learn differently, according to Brad Heidel. He runs an International Association of Hunter Educators. Heidel says online only works just fine.
Kids these days, they learn not by hands-on, they learn by interaction with their computers, with their telephones.
Whatever your philosophy on education, it's a decision states want to make carefully. Various states are asking Heidel for reliable data on what kind of class works best. Matt Dunphy with the Wildlife Management Institute is designing a study. He says states are getting pressure to change.
State fish and wildlife agencies are being challenged more and more to adopt new technologies and new ways of doing things. What hasn't caught up with those new technologies and new ideas is data to inform those decisions.
The data should be out by the end of the year. Visiting Bill Stevens' class, it is hard to see how a student would learn some of the lessons through a computer. Here's an example. Stevens is portraying a hunter who's just killed his or her first deer and is prepping to gut the animal.
I'm going to be juiced, man, like every football player, baseball player. I'm going to be at the goalpost. Man, I got a deer! Woo-hoo! And the last thing I want to be doing is handling a very, very sharp knife while I'm all pumped up.
Have a calming ritual, he tells them. Good advice, right? But we all get good advice from teachers. The question is, do we retain it at the right moment? For now, New York is sticking with in-person hunter education. But you have to do your homework. In Steuben County, Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.